2013 TPS NFL update week minus one.
Right.
Yo, man.
What up? A fantasy football session. In so many leagues, it should be my profession. Working on Wall Street, it be paying my bills. But come Sundays, yo, I'll be flexing my skills. Waiting on this day for what seems like forever. I love this game like your uncle loves pleather. To me, fantasy football, it's my life. But don't take my word for it, just ask my ex-wife. Couldn't stand up staring into the computer screen. Last I heard, she was playing for the other team. For those unfamiliar, let me paint a scene. You dropped 20 on a draft tip magazine. You get a league together with some football fiends. And you give your team a name like Natron's Beans. This year I had a whole lot of reason to rejoice. We got the live draft. Yo, I got first choice. You took that running back despite the cover curse. You should have thought twice before you went and drafted him first. Nah, you took the sucker who was on the injured reserve. No wonder your team's broke. You're about to get served. Man, I'll pass on your team with the greatest of ease. You try to stop me with that lineup? Bitch, please. I was excited that my draft was a great success. Then the injuries hit and my team was a mess, man. My tight end trade, it got a veto. Veto. Judge Lance Ito, open your eyes and you will see, this is my life, my fantasy.
Welcome everyone to the TPS NFL update. I am E Diddy 999, finally back again. It's been a long, long time, 3 months, almost to the date since we've done a fantasy update. With me tonight is John underscore McClain.
Hello.
And Born 34.
What's up?
And we're here to go through everything that you've missed, and a lot has happened. So let's go back. Let's go way back. Let's go way, way back to 3 months ago, and we were just finishing up our NBA season. Who won the NBA league? I don't even remember.
Is it Rombro?
Was it Rombro? Yeah, that's right, because
yep.
There was a big controversy about his winnings, and he didn't want to take all the winnings. And so, because he didn't want to take all the winnings, does everyone know this story?
No.
Okay, so this is news. He didn't want to take all the winnings because SpongeBob's had sponsored us, and for $100, you could get whatever you wanted at the NBA.com store. And Rombro said, whoa, 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 whoa. This game is too easy for me. Okay. I don't want to.
Well, he can get all his free Celtics gear from work.
That's true.
So it's unfair.
That's true. So he said, hey, I can't do that to other people. Just tell Sponge thanks, but no thanks. And I said, whoa, 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 whoa. You know, they got that new hot Pistons gear. Okay. you know, you're going to be over in D-Town soon. So, we worked out a deal. And because he didn't want to take it all, we have another prize for this year's TPS NFL champion. For the third straight season, somebody is going to get $50 in winnings donated by, this is really complicated now because there's so many strings to where this winnings come from. Bowser donated back half, and then Sponge said, I'll put in this much for that. Now Ron Bro's done something.
We're going to have to open up a bank account.
I think, yeah, pretty soon. It's just so that we don't have any tax issues at the end of the year. So thank you to everyone, and especially Ron Bro, for donating or not taking or whatever, so that the winner can get 50, we'll say 50, not dollars, like Amazon Space Bucks or $50 PSN, something so that I don't have to give you actual money.
But no Bitcoin.
Okay, no Bitcoin. No Bitcoin. That's fair. That's fair. But so then the NBA Finals happened, right? And as, if you're following me on Twitter, at EDD999, at PlayStation Show, at XMBeaner, at just, you know, whatever else is out there. You know that I was all about the San Antonio Spurs. And you two Miami Heat fanboys, both of you lucked out. You really lucked out. You guys were getting hammered by me on Twitter. And rightfully so, I might add. I mean, I found the best pictures of Ginobili, Tiago Splitter. Now tell me, Born, I'm going to start with you. Because you have a love-hate relationship with LeBron James. He's the greatest basketball player ever to touch a basketball. Better than Michael Jordan. That's established. What did you think about the NBA Finals?
I thought it was really entertaining. both in Twitter and in on TV. Yeah, I was a little nervous when Ginobili pulled out like the game of his life after not pretty much being present at all the last like season and a half or two seasons. But they were able to eventually shut him down. So, and I don't know if I've talked about this or not, but I've come to a decision of taking my love to South Beach.
Whoa!
Yeah, I've forgiven LeBron about everything, and I kind of have decided that if I wasn't able to really pay attention too much growing up and watch Jordan, I don't want to be the I don't want to repeat my mistake and not watch potentially the greatest basketball player to ever play, regardless of how I feel about where he's from or anything like that.
Sure. And that's the best choice to make when it comes to watching. At this point, it's art, okay? It's art what you're seeing him do out there. He's doing it better than anyone else in the world.
Although I did read an article today that somebody was saying how he's starting to, Father Time starting to catch up with him. It was on ESPN.
Wait, is that a hairline joke?
I don't know. It should have been. Because the entire article basically just praised him for how good of an elite player he is. So I don't really understand what the purpose of it was.
He's just not going to average, you know, 25, 8, and 6. He's going to average something like 23, 7, and 5.
Basically. And they were talking about how he doesn't do, like, half or foul line, like, basically an attack the rim, basically, like he did against Garnett in the playoffs or other people. And it's like he was a completely different player then, and he had different – he didn't have an outside shot nor a post game at that point either.
Absolutely. So – Bourne has taken his love to South Beach. How about you, McLean? Give up on Dirk. Witness.
Well, like going into that finals, those are my two most hated teams. Obviously, as a Mavs fan.
Well, why?
The Spurs are the worst, and then the Heat are the second worst.
But they're literally the best team in Texas.
Really? Who won the last title in Texas?
How many titles have the Spurs won in Texas? That's all I'm saying.
Well, this brings me to my point, okay, is that I was almost like, I wanted to cheer for the Spurs. Like, they almost dropped to second worst for me. And then E. Diddy reminded me why I hate the Spurs so much.
What? Whoa, what?
It's the terrible Spurs fans.
What do you mean? What?
They're the worst human beings alive.
There's nothing wrong with Spurs fans.
Spurs fans, there's nothing right with them.
There's nothing worse than a Spurs fan masquerading as a true Pistons fan.
That's the only thing worse than a Spurs fan.
So, I was so full of Spurs love. Like, literally, I had my Tim Dunk, I had my George Gervin jersey on. I was growing a fro. Everything I was doing finger rolls for everything. I mean, that I was Spurs. I had my Steve Kerr jersey. Whatever Spurs, I was Spurs. So I was telling my wife, and following along with the tweets, I was telling her what was happening after every game. Spurs.
Yeah, so was I, actually. I forgot about that.
After every game, I would tweet at both of you, actually, and franchise also. Spurs win one game. Spurs in four. Spurs lose one game. That's okay. Spurs in five. And this went along the whole series. And thankfully, we got seven games out of this NBA Finals. Because at the end, when it all came down to it, all I had to do was hashtag E. Diddy Curse. E. Diddy Curse. And it all just made sense. It all made sense. And my wife was not impressed, though. Just not impressed at all with that. She's like, really? Really? All right. So, great NBA Finals. LeBron proving that he has what it takes to win an NBA Finals.
Oh, what did he prove?
Well, he proved
the Spurs choked.
What do you mean the Spurs choked?
Tim Duncan couldn't make a layup or a free throw or anything.
Yeah, but
he was like the opposite of Dirk.
No. Come on.
In 2011,
LeBron made a jump shot.
Ray Allen forced the game seven.
Ray Allen got lucky. He got lucky. He kind of got lucky by making that corner three, but it wasn't really so much luck as it was Like, he's not really that good. It's just that he does that shot so much that it was would have been surprised not going in, right? Does that make sense?
No.
He always makes that shot. So I don't know what everyone's all worked up about.
Well, I didn't even mean the shot. Like, that was it was pretty open. Like,
yeah.
There's a little bit of luck, but yeah, it wasn't lucky.
Yeah, it wasn't lucky. I mean, that's his
shot.
The
lucky part was the Spurs bricking free throws.
Yeah, that's true.
To make it a three, leave it at a 3-point game.
And LeBron did hit a three.
That was huge.
That was huge.
Wasn't that when the game was already over?
No, that was the one that brought him. Did it tie it?
I think yeah. It was the shot made before that. I think brought them within three. No, it was brought them within two, and then they made one of two free throws, and then here comes Ray Allen sending it into overtime.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how it went down. So LeClutch James.
I think I turned it off at that point.
That's how upset you
like
were.
Like Heat fans. I left the building and they wouldn't let me back in.
That was pretty amazing though. Watching all those fans leaving and then the news crews covering them leaving and then the news crews covering them trying to get back into the arena.
Did they let them or no?
No, they didn't let them. Some of them snuck in and got in before security and the people working there started closing the doors and saying, "Hey, once you leave, you're done. You're done. You can't." Now, would you do that, Bourne? Would you leave?
Not at all.
You
never.
You would never leave. McLean, would you leave? Well, you would leave. You did leave.
No.
You did
leave.
Well,
I mean, I guess you're right.
So you would leave.
I mean, not if I was there, I wouldn't. But
yeah, I don't know. I want
to watch the title be given.
Exactly.
And
you spent
David
how much Stern. Money for that game and you're not even going to watch it to the end?
That's true. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but that's Miami fans.
Well, that's like that other, was there just one night where that they had that a couple stories by that lady, that fan who like got in the face of
Noah, the one the flipping off.
Yeah,
she was a suspect in a murder.
That's right.
She murdered her husband.
Allegedly.
There's no evidence.
There is
he
no.
He slipped.
Yep.
Slipped and fell in the pool.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, and she inherited everything.
Miami is a great town, and I actually love their fans because it makes it interesting. Like, that is awesome. Having fans cheering their team and sitting there through the whole game, that's boring. No, who cares about that? Whatever. Having them leave and then trying to slam the doors to get back in, that's entertainment. That's what I want in my NBA basketball.
Did they really cover this during the game? Because I didn't catch this.
This happened, like, on their nightly news.
Oh, really?
They were talking about, you know, after the game, hey, Miami Heat just won, and here's some footage of fans leaving, and then here's the same footage of them running back, trying to get in.
And they were literally running.
Yes.
Like, trying to get in.
Oh, it was great. What
So many idiots.
Oh, so it was so great. So, that's the NBA Finals. That's what happened there. That was great. That was amazing. E. Diddy Cursed is still live and well. It works. You can bank on it. What happened
except
there?
On Dallas, because you did go Dallas fan that year.
I did. That's true. I did.
Only Dirk can break it.
Oh, that guy.
Wow.
Can we talk about what's going on with Dallas, though? I mean, they lost out on some pretty big free agents. They didn't
you
get,
mean one.
They didn't get Howard. Well, they've lost out on Williams. They didn't get him. They wanted
well,
him
he's not a big
guard.
Free agent.
He was a huge free agent.
He's
NBA
been
All-Star,
awful.
NBA
yeah.
Olympian. Didn't get him. Then
who?
They didn't get Howard.
Right.
Who else?
Right, Howard.
Well, who else? They did get Monta Ellis, but that's like not getting someone. What you,
well,
you they're paying for bricks, paying for missed shots. Come on.
That's what I thought. Like, when it happened, you tweeted me, like, I don't know, I remember what you tweeted, but something like, oh, that's the worst signing in history.
Yes.
Something and I was like, right there with you. But then I watched a video on YouTube of Monta Ellis talking about Monta Ellis.
Oh, gosh.
And that guy is... He is like I don't know, what do you call it? Irrational confidence?
Yes, irrational
confidence. But to like a whole new level. He's like Jason Terry times five.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's not good.
And I can't wait.
That's not good. That's not good because he's going to steal Dirk's final shot.
Well, no, they had a press conference introducing all the big time free agents they signed.
Okay, so they didn't introduce him, did they? Please tell me they didn't introduce him.
Yeah, everyone was there.
Oh, man.
And it was in the American Airlines Center here, and they had fans ask questions. And somebody asked him, because the past few seasons, when they tried to get Darren Williams and Dwight, it was about finding a replacement for Dirk.
Yeah.
So Dirk could be the second guy, the sidekick.
Right.
So somebody asked Monte if he was ready for Dirk to be the sidekick. And I thought he was going to, like, you know, take the bait.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
Oh, come on.
He called himself a sidekick.
Oh, please.
So he knows his place.
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
He does.
He's going to be like, you know, in Batman and Robin, and then Robin turns into Nightwing. That's what's going to happen. And all of a sudden, it's going to be Dirk versus Ellis. It's going to be the Mavericks playing the Bulls, but them also playing against Monta Ellis. That's what it's going to be like. I'm telling you right now. So
it's going to be the Mavericks.
Yes.
No, this team is going to be so much fun on offense. I mean, defense, they're going to be terrible, but they're going to score like, it's going to be Steve Nash and Dirk all over again.
Oh, please.
Zero championships, but they look good losing.
They go.
He'll get like back to back MVPs again.
Yeah.
You know what the best team though on paper is? The Detroit Pistons. God. Have you seen what they've done with their roster? They got rid of that guy that got killed last year by Dunk Andre Jordan. He's gone. Get out of here. They got Brandon Jennings, but hear me out on this, okay? Brandon Jennings and Josh Smith. That's like a young version of Dwayne Wade and LeBron James.
The new Atlanta Hawks? Forever 5 seed?
Yeah.
No, stop. Then they got the Twin Towers.
It doesn't matter. If Edidi's team makes the playoffs, he's just completely beside himself. Doesn't really matter.
Greg Monroe and Dre Drummond. Unstoppable down low.
I saw an article about the top players in 3 years.
Yeah.
And Andre Drummond was like top five.
Absolutely. He's going to be the best center in the NBA.
Yeah. So, all the good writers in ESPN, they quit. And now we're stuck with these guys who are terrible.
Well, what about the fact that Drummond's going to have to compete with Monroe? Isn't that like a, Robin Nightwing, impending battle?
No. Because here's the thing.
They're fighting for the rebound?
No. Yeah. Greg Monroe is going to be like, think about it like this. I always like to compare him to the old Bad Boys. He's going to be like James Edwards, but good. And he's going to develop a fadeaway. And then Dre Drummond.
Monroe?
Yeah. Then Dre.
He has the footwork for that.
Oh yeah. Watch out. Moose. Watch out. And then Dre Drummond is going to turn into a mix between John Sally and Dennis Rodman and Rick Mahorn, all meshed up into one, right? And then you got Brandon Jennings, which is a taller version of Isaiah Thomas. And Josh Smith is kind of like the Mark Aguirre / Vinny Johnson / Joe Dumars. They're going to win a championship in 5 years.
You don't think the centerpiece is Smith?
No, he can't make a 15-foot jump shot.
Is he going to play small forward or power forward?
No, he's going to play. Yeah, he's going to play.
He's going to be small, right?
He's going to play power forward because Andre Drummond isn't going to start. Probably not until the end of the year or if at all this year. It'll be next year when he moves to the small
They need to just blow that team up.
No. Oh, no. This
Go
team
get Wiggins.
Is in the top three.
But like you said, as long as they're the champions on paper, it doesn't really mean anything in real life.
They are too
Stucky's
good.
Still there, right?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
He's the veteran now.
He's the fastest across the court.
He's stealing money. Can't believe he's still on that team. Nobody will take him. You can't get
Isn't
rid of
Villanueva
guy.
Still there?
Oh, stop.
Come on, you can't hate on Stucky when Villanueva's there.
I can hate on both of them.
I remember watching Villanueva when he was in the McDonald's All-Star game and them talking about how good he was going to be and completely fizzled.
I hate watching him because, you know, within 2 seconds of him getting the ball, he's shooting it. And you got to be careful where he gets the ball because that guy will shoot a half quarter. Within the framework of the offense, he will shoot a half court jump shot. Oh my gosh, that guy.
That kind of sounds like you in your high school days at the United Center.
Absolutely, done with that.
Okay. So Iverson's retiring. Would you rather have him than Stuckey?
Depends on if he's sober. What about the Cavs? Any big news with the Cavs?
We're just trying to trim payroll to lure back our eventual champion.
He's never
coming.
What
about Bynum?
I don't know. People at work were trying to tell me that they got a really good deal for getting him incentivized, but I don't think there's anything that can incentivize that guy.
Look at his hair.
Yeah. He doesn't even comb it.
Yeah, that speaks volumes on how serious he is about his NBA career.
Yeah. I guess that one draft pick that they picked up was pretty decent, but I haven't really seen any footage on him, so I don't know. They've done really well in the last couple of years with their draft picks. Not quite to the level of the Thunder with their draft picks, but...
Well, they're getting quality role players.
Yeah, finally now.
Yeah, that fit within a system, but no all-stars.
No, other than Kyrie.
Yeah. Well.
But we'll see. Solid play from a lot of those players. Like, even if Vergeau left, like having, their new basic power forward coming in, and then this draft pick, I forget what his name was.
I forgot.
Bennett?
Yeah, he's the one that everyone was all shocked that he was the first pick.
Yeah.
But then you look at him and I'm like, this guy is huge and he can move and he makes sense because the other guy was a project and at least this guy is an NBA talent right now.
Yeah. And I guess we got another shooting guard too, which it's probably not bad because the, I don't even remember his name now from this past year. He did okay, but he didn't really compliment Irving as well as they had wanted to.
His name, the guard, the other guard, the shooting guard.
Yep.
Yeah, I forgot his name. Okay.
Deion Waiters.
Yep, Waiters.
They picked up Jarrett Jack as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I like how he plays, but he seems to be him and Waiters seem to be filling the same role.
Yeah.
And you can't get that same production out of two players that are trying to do the exact same thing. So one of them is going to fall off because there's just not enough shots. That just didn't make any sense to me.
We still have Luke Walton.
That's a bad thing.
That is a very bad thing.
Does he play?
I don't think so, no.
I think he just waves a towel. Yeah. I think that's what he gets paid for.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, we do need to talk about the moment in the draft in which Detroit could have taken Trey Burke.
Oh, yeah.
He was there waiting to be picked. I think it was pick number 7. No, number 8. Waiting to be picked. Sitting there. I'm ready. I'm from Michigan. Detroit is on the clock.
They need a point guard.
They need a point guard. Trey Burke. A good Allen Iverson.
Is that because they had the Jennings trade already kind of worked out?
I'm sure that's part of it. That's why it didn't happen, because they knew they were going to get Josh Smith. They knew that they were going to do a sign and trade to get Jennings. That's the only reasonable explanation. But even still,
who did they take?
KCP. Kentavious Caldwell Pope.
Do you really think Burke is a NBA player?
Oh, yeah.
Because I kind of look at him as like a Morrison.
Oh, no. Oh, how dare you.
Yeah. Great shooter, but just kind of fizzles in the NBA.
Oh, no. He is going to be like, who can I compare him to? He's going to be like Irving, like a little less than Irving in Cleveland.
I thought you were going to say Irving Magic Johnson. Like, you better get that out of here.
Like a 6'1" Michael Jordan or a.k.a. Harold Miner.
You went Harold to Utah, Miner. Right?
Yeah, he's in Utah. They needed a point guard. He's going to shine in Utah.
Utah always does that with their players.
develop him and then trade him away.
Trade him to New Jersey?
Yep, trade him to New Jersey. All right, enough basketball. What's next? TPS MLB.
Boy, you didn't want to talk about the Pistons.
What?
Best draft pick?
Which one?
Second rounder. Tony Mitchell?
What about him?
UNT? Whatever. North Texas? Oh, come on.
That was a big mistake.
That was a steal.
That was not a steal.
That was a top five talent.
Not top five. Not even top 35. Literally. He wasn't even in the top 35.
Well, that's because he's not that good, but he can be.
Pro tip to all NBA executives, if you're listening, don't draft anyone from Texas, especially North Texas.
He's like a vintage Richard Hamilton.
A vintage yes. Richard Hamilton?
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's the only player that you really haven't named yet that's been decent.
That's true.
What's the position of the other guy they drafted? I've never even heard of him. Caldwell Pope?
What do you mean? I didn't really know much about him either.
Yeah, what does he play?
What school is he from?
He's a shooting guard. Oops, from Georgia.
He will average less points than Tony Mitchell.
Are you putting that on the board?
I'm putting it on the board.
Oh, our first board shot.
Which goes nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody write that down. Okay, well, was there one more thing in the NBA? No, I don't think so. All right, MLB, TPSN MLB. Let's talk about the PS3 league first. now, I'm sure that league is still active. Like, you can go look at it. Nothing's happened in a while.
And by while, you mean 3 months?
Yeah, 3 months pretty much from the day the game came out. Yeah. The week that
seriously,
the
I thought we would have more participation this year than last year, and we actually went under last year's participation.
Well, I did play a bunch of games. We played Bourne, McLean, I played you. I tried to play Franchise like 3 times, and because he doesn't know anything about the internet, for whatever reason, it would freeze every time we played. And that kind of killed it because he was the commissioner of the league and he couldn't even connect anybody. So that was terrible. But I can just assume that my team won because I was stacked.
The league's not over yet.
Oh, it's not over?
It's simming like probably like one game per month.
One game per month. It was only like what, a 10 game season? Something like that.
I think so.
Yeah, something like that. So
right now, Canucks number one.
Oh, wow.
He's 5-1.
Well, guess who he lost to? A beatdown by the Cubs, the E-Diddy Cubs. I destroyed him in that game.
You're number two.
Oh, yeah. Of course I am.
And then there's a bunch of teams at 3-3. But Franchise's got the tiebreaker, I guess, even though he hasn't played a game. he's in third place.
He's one of the only people that haven't played an actual game, right?
Yeah, there's a couple, though. He's not the only one.
He's not the only one. But he is the commissioner of the league, and he is one of the only people, though, the commissioner of the league that didn't actually play any games. And he doesn't even own a PlayStation anymore. So that's good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Franchise. appreciate it.
And I'm also 3-3. And Darth Nation is just ahead of me, because as you know, he beat me. Remember when Darth Nation beat me?
You won, but it registered him as winning?
Yeah, he won.
He won?
He won.
For real, for real?
For real, he's got the W. I'm at 3-3, and I'm probably gonna miss the playoffs, cause I lost to him.
Well, couldn't happen to a better guy.
Yeah. No, for people who don't know what we're talking about, we played like earlier on, several months ago. And I was up like 20-3 in the 8th inning, and then the game disconnected.
Yeah, that's not a legit game.
It mysteriously disconnected, just as I was about to get a couple more runs. And it didn't count. And now it got simmed, and I lost to him.
So, hey, sim don't lie.
So I guess he made a comeback.
So what about we played? What, it's about 3 weeks ago now?
Yeah, what made you guys want to play?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to delete the game because I hated it.
So this is me pulling him back from the cliff, literally saving his baseball life.
No, well, we agreed this was going to be it. This was my retirement game.
But
I told him as soon as we were done, I was deleting it.
But I ignored that completely and pretty much said, no, we got to keep playing. Let's play. So we played, and what happened? Well, there's a video on the internet. You can search for it. Just search for McLean chokes on a fastball, and it'll pop up.
So, no, well, the game was terrible because it's the show. You know, it was all laggy, and, you know, there was one specific moment I remember where E. Diddy threw the most predictable pitch in history.
Oh,
I knew exactly where it was going, what pitch it was, everything.
He says that? But what happened?
I think it was a fly ball or something. I don't remember.
Exactly. And out.
Right. And he was bragging about it. He was like, oh yeah, I'm the best.
It was such a
And I called it. I told him where it was.
I set him up so good. I was like, away. Oh, breaking ball. Oh, I'm going to go high and tight. And then I'm setting him up to go away again. And boom, I got him out.
If it was offline, that was a home run.
Oh my gosh.
The funny part was, I started watching the video and I'm like, okay, how am I really going to know where he actually chokes? And he flashes the word choke across the screen and it makes it really obvious.
Okay, so yeah, he was up like probably like 4-1 or something.
Yeah.
And then I was so frustrated with the terrible lag that I started hitting his guys. All of them.
Wait, okay, so to be fair, this happens every time I play McLean.
Yep.
Every time I play McLean.
No, but this was like 5 guys in a row. I gave him like 3 runs.
Oh, don't you automatically get ejected?
Yeah, I got ejected.
Yeah, you did.
And then I hit him some more. And eventually, the connection kind of cleared up. It was starting to go from red bar to green bar. So it was only mostly laggy instead of completely laggy. So I started making a comeback, obviously, because the game's working. And then we get to, hold on. I got to go back because after doing all that hitting his guys, he decided I'm going to hit AJ Pierzynski every single time.
Well, because that's what you do
every
with AJ Pierzynski.
Yes.
You hit
That's
him.
What he did. Every at bat, he hit AJ Pierzynski. So fast forward to the end of the game, and I'm down by like 4 runs in the 9th inning, and I got 2 outs, right? 2 outs, I'm down by 4, I put in Profar. you know Profar, the prospect?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so he gets like a double or something, and then the next guy comes on, I get another hit. Everyone's getting hits. He brought in his closer. Joe Nathan, right? Yeah, because he was playing the Rangers.
It was the Rangers versus the Rangers.
I was going to say, I couldn't tell. Both of these teams look the same.
Yeah. No, well, I picked, what's his name? The Cubs pitcher.
Yeah, he picked Garza as the starter.
Yeah, and he went top tier and picked Yu Darvish.
Jeez. Yeah. He better have gotten like 14 Ks, at least.
Oh, man, at least. You know it. Check the box score.
So I got to the bases loaded. I'm still down by 4. And I got the opportunity to tie the game with the home run. And who's up to hit? AJ Pierzynski. And E. Diddy cowardly pitches to him.
Whoa.
Coward move.
What are you talking about? I was giving you the opportunity to
I gave
be
you like 5
clutch.
Free runs and you couldn't give me one?
Giving you the opportunity to be clutch and you choke on a fastball.
Was it a fastball or a cutter? It looked like it had some movement on it.
It probably was a cutter.
Cause it looked like it was coming up and in at him here.
Yeah, it was. He couldn't handle it. That's all I know.
I just wasn't expecting it.
Oh man.
I thought you were gonna hit him.
Oh, it was so good.
I gave you too much credit.
It was so good. McLean's like, what you gonna do here? What you gonna do here? Strike one! Strike two! Oh man, it was a playoff atmosphere.
Did he swing at all 3 pitches or did he watch the first 2?
I think you watched at least one of them because you weren't sure what was gonna happen. Oh wow, so.
It's a great game.
So I deleted it, and that was the best part.
So that's our that's the MLB TPS MLB on the PlayStation, but we also have the TPS MLB Fantasy League, our fantasy baseball league, which is in full swing, kind of winding down, and some things never change. Some things never change, but some things do. The Rough Riders, slow start, been hanging around the middle the entire season. That's what happens when you overpay for MVPs that end up being terrible, terrible, terrible. Never overpay for ex-MVPs that are terrible.
And don't spend $70 on them.
Auction drafts are amazing.
They are fun.
When you spend too much on MVPs. Pujols goes down and Josh Hamilton is terrible. Both.
Yeah. And Franchise, I don't know if anybody paid attention to this, but Franchise pulled a another Luol Deng this year and dropped Goldschmidt.
Oh, gosh. Of course he did. Of course he did.
Goldschmidt's stats this year, 300 batting average, 88 runs, 31 home runs, 104 RBIs, and 13 stolen bases.
Like MVP-type numbers.
And somebody also dropped Alan Craig that I picked up. I don't know who that was either.
Oh, I think I dropped him.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
Well, I'm pretty sure I dropped him for Chris Davis.
Oh, well, that's not a bad swap.
Yeah, you should have dropped him for somebody else.
He's the number one player.
Stop. Just stop, okay? Well, actually, you were doing pretty good, Mexico Monster Donks, for a long time.
Yeah.
A long time.
Because baseball is a long season.
And I caught you napping.
I did nap.
Now, fell asleep. There's no way you can catch up. It's impossible.
Well, I had some injuries and I didn't really care, so I just left it.
Yeah, apparently that was the same with Darth Nation as well. He couldn't even post correctly that he did not edit his lineup. It was IHAVN, and then he just decided to post that and then decided to follow it up a minute later with I have not edited my lineup once this season.
So he couldn't figure out how to edit his post, so he just made a new
That's the most effort he put in all season.
Yeah.
So I'm working hard to catch him. Damn it, I can't though.
Yeah, it's pretty much between
You're
John and myself.
Him? Yeah, I'm behind him. And yeah, I edit my lineup.
Do?
Yes.
You could have fooled me.
Whoa. Effort.
You got 42 points, that's it?
Oh, wow.
That's terrible.
Wow. Well, I guess
you're ahead of people who aren't trying.
Hold on here.
He's ahead you're of people ahead. That don't
Commissioner's ruling still out on teams that had players with PEDs. And I hope nobody has A-Rod because there's going to be sanctions on anyone who
nobody
had
him because
player.
He didn't do anything to you probably had him on your team. That's why you have 42 points.
Guess who had Nelson Cruz?
Oh, that's what hurt me, right?
Yeah, that did. Well, I mean, I don't know. You're already up on home runs. I mean, the team below you has 20 less. I think that's me, actually.
Yeah, it's my pitching that got.
Yeah, your pitching worse. Is the yeah.
Because I lost the guy who cheats in Boston.
I don't know who that is.
The guy who spit on the ball or something.
Buchholz?
What's his name?
There's a guy who cheated in Boston. Wait, hold
on. Oh, Tozawa or Tozawa or somebody like that.
No, not the. I'll look it up. Uhera? What was his name?
Uhera?
I had him. I should know.
Come on. When did this happen?
Before he got injured.
Yeah, I do remember there was, I mean, Tozawa, I think. Yeah, Buchholz.
Yeah. He was doing fantastic.
And they said he was mixing rosin with a couple other things, like sweat or something to make it sticky.
Oh, but that's only illegal if you get caught.
Right.
Yeah, he was 9-0 with less than 2 ERA. A whip of about 1. He was a beast, but then he got caught. No, I guess, well, that's not what happened.
He got injured.
He got injured.
Yeah, he got injured. So that's usually his calling card.
So he's still a beast, or not?
He's still a beast, okay. I think.
Even in the minors, he's probably still a beast, yeah.
Well, he was like on the 15-day DL, and then so I kept him, and then, oh, he's back on there. And then he's back on there. Now he's on the 60-day. So I don't know what's going on with him.
You better give up on him.
I did. I gave up.
Okay.
He's gone.
Because right now, what are you, 2.5 back?
I have a guy on the DL in my starting lineup, and I'm doing okay.
Dang it. What the heck?
Chris Sale has 11 strikeouts through 6 innings tonight.
They're going to lose, though.
It is only 1-0, but it's against Houston.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
When does the season end?
At the end of the regular season.
It goes the full season. The
full season.
Wow.
Yep. All the way to the final day. So there's still time for the baseball writers to make the greatest fantasy comeback in
TV. Man, I'm looking at my team and I don't know half of these guys. Like, I don't even know how they ended up on my team.
Yeah, you don't gotta know their name. You just need to know the batting average, how many home runs they hit, and if they get RBIs. Other than that, I mean, who cares? They shouldn't even have names. It should just be their number.
Can we make trades?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. There is a deadline, though.
Oh, well, nobody's active anyway, so.
Oh, whoa.
I can only trade with Bourne or you.
Yeah, and I'm not doing that.
Yeah. And Edidi has nothing.
Whoa. Trade
deadline was August 2nd.
See, we're going to have a waiver. We're going to have to work out the rules here so we can have a waiver deadline.
And draft date was March 3rd.
Wow. Baseball is a long
season. It is a long season.
How many games are left?
Maybe, about 30.
Yeah, probably about 30. Okay, yeah. Well.
So are we doing this again next year?
Oh, yeah. Baseball? Absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, I was in first place and I didn't even care. Like, it's just hard to care when there's no matchups.
Well, we can tweak it.
Well, the question I have.
Just like the NBA.
I guess in a segue with this, are we going to do auction drafts in the other sports?
The football, no, because majority rules.
That's right. We already decided that.
Yep, that didn't work and people.
And plus we have keepers and stuff.
Yeah. Now the basketball though. As soon as I can activate the league, I'll throw up a poll so the owners can decide. But I'm for that in the basketball. I want to overpay for Brandon Jennings and Josh Smith. Sign me up for that.
But they're not all-stars. You wouldn't spend that much.
Andre Drummond. I just give me the Pistons and take all my money. Let's do that.
All the Pistons?
Yes.
You'll still have like $100 left.
So we'll decide that when it gets closer to the league date. I'll let owners decide, but I'm for that. I'll pressure anybody in the league to vote for that because I do like the auction draft. And now that it'll be a matchup-based system season, McLean can't cry about not caring.
When? Cry about what? I was in first.
I mean, I don't care if we don't do baseball again just because it didn't really seem like that many people were participating.
I think it might be the matchup thing. Because they're not beating anybody.
Oh, sure.
There's no playoff, right?
Yeah, there's no playoff. It's classic fantasy.
Yeah, it is. I've never actually played this before.
The purest form of fantasy. That's why nobody likes it.
Yeah, because there's no luck involved.
We need luck.
Yeah, we need randomness.
Skill ruins everything.
You need 20 inning games that get disconnected for automatic wins to the other team.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so what else? Anything else on baseball?
The Rangers are going to win.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
No.
Finally.
It's going to be.
Well, they're going to get Nelson Cruz back for the postseason.
Is that confirmed? Is that true?
They're going to find out that he was taking more during his ban.
During the ban?
Yeah, he's actually still taking.
He was so depressed. He started eating a lot and then to gain or to lose weight and to stay back in shape, he had to start.
That actually is why he said he was taking, because he had some sort of illness that made him lose a lot of weight. So he took it to get back in shape.
Were they playing the excuse machine behind him?
Well, it was all very suspicious because the team thought he was going to appeal because, you know, they're like family. He's been there forever.
They need him.
Yeah, they need him because they were in a playoff race. But then once he got suspended, they just beat everybody. They won like 8 straight.
And they're like, Nelson who?
Yeah, Nelson who? No, but he fired his agent like as soon as it happened, and then suddenly he's like, okay, now I'm not appealing. I don't know what's going on there. So next year he'll be overpaid in Chicago.
No, stop.
Just like Milton Bradley.
I'm looking at the standings here right now, and the team to beat if they make it. Now this is a big if they make it. It's going to be Pittsburgh. They are the team that nobody wants there and that will be there and upset everyone. I'm telling you right now, I'm calling it. Put it on the board.
E. Diddy curse.
E. Diddy curse. Actually, it's probably L.A., right? Dodgers?
What?
The Dodgers. They have the best pitching. And come on. If you can pitch their top two guys four times in a seven-game series, forget about it. You only got to score like two runs to win.
I think pitching is very, very important, but I think the Cardinals are a better hitting team than what the Dodgers are. Yeah, and their pitching is almost just as good.
That's true. That's true. I could see that.
I mean, they're last in home runs and RBIs, and they're still like the top, easily top three teams in the league. Matt Holliday has the most stolen bases on their team with like five. They're just playing very, they get on base and they drive guys around.
They drive guys in, and they have good pitching like top to bottom.
Yep. That's the team that I'm mostly, if I'm the Red Sox, that's mostly the team I'm afraid of right now. Braves were decent, but then once Hudson went down, and Beachy's now injured. They should be glad that they have like a 14 game lead over, the Nationals.
Yeah.
Cause they're probably just gonna coast into the playoffs.
Oh, well, maybe. They did have that collapse. Was that last year or two years
ago? I think it was
ago?
2 years ago.
They completely collapsed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that the fried chicken incident?
Whoa. No, we're not talking
fried
about
fried chicken gate.
What about A-Rod? Did he do it?
Of course.
But did he really do it? I mean, I know he did it, but at the same time.
Does he have any other family relatives he can blame?
He has to fight this because when it's done and they make a ruling and they say you're suspended, that's it. He's retiring. Career's over. So he has to fight it as long as he possibly can to get as much money.
Why do you think that he is going to retire?
Because there's no way. There's no way if he gets suspended, what was it, a year and a half?
Yeah.
It's about how many games they want to suspend him. A year and a half at how old? 37?
Maybe, yeah.
38 years old? You're telling me that the Yankees won't have a better option?
Well, it's not that they'll have a better option, but I mean, say he didn't take these, he would have had to play at least three more years to compete for the home run title. He couldn't do it in 2 years.
But I don't see how the Yankees would, at that age, at that production, say that he's the best player to put on the field.
Well, he would be a DH. He'd be the most expensive DH ever known to man, but.
And, oh man.
He would DH.
Really? He's that good? Yeah. He's still that good of a hitter? He's good.
I'm not saying he's that good. I'm just saying a guy like that, if, number one, if they put him on the if they signed him to that contract, he's going to play, and he would play basically until he really can't, not necessarily when they would force him out.
Hopefully he comes back and he can't play.
I was really surprised. I had heard at the beginning that they were talking like lifetime ban, and I was really excited actually when I had heard that they were potentially looking at that. That'd be huge.
No, you don't want to do that though.
Cause C-League wants to just basically, C-League's I think gonna retire this year or next year, and I think he just wants to basically just set it up and just say, especially because we just got Braun, he's done, and now we're gonna go after A-Rod and we're gonna put a lifetime ban on him because he already should have gotten, caught earlier.
This is C-League's fault.
I know, but they're not gonna paint it that way.
So we have a whole generation of baseball players that nobody believes the records, nobody believes the stats, right? We're banning people. The problem is everyone was doing it. So you're going to have some players that look good. You know, when history looks back on this era, right? You're going to have the guys like Bonds and Clemens, the guys that never get in because of this cloud, guys like A-Rod who got suspended for 2 years or a lifetime or whatever. And then you have these other guys who didn't get caught that were probably doing the exact same thing, and they're in the Hall of Fame. They're recognized as the best players of that generation. That makes no sense to me.
If they don't ban A-Rod, do you think that'll up the chances for Rose to get reinstated?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think they'll ever reinstate him. Not in his lifetime.
Probably not.
Yep. I think he will die waiting to see if he could get back into baseball.
And that's then
when
unfortunate.
When he dies, and a couple commissioners later, we'll be like, you know what we should do? We should really fix this.
As a PR campaign for themselves?
Yep. Absolutely. He's the guy who brought Rose back into baseball. His dead body on display in Cincinnati. Oh gosh. Baseball is, it's so messed up for
Yeah, case in point, during the All-Star break, they could have been touting the Futures game, which had some really, really phenomenal talent playing, and this whole thing was about the steroids.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, that's all that anybody was talking about.
They could have really plugged their future of their game and made an investment from that perspective, and they didn't.
Did you notice how most of the players on the list were from Texas? Does it surprise you? Does it?
I didn't, but that makes sense now.
Yeah, it does. It makes a lot of sense. What else? There was a couple other things on baseball. The Cubs are terrible, but terrible in a good way.
Was this actually a step forward for them? Because I didn't see that this year.
Oh no. Well, it's a slight step forward because at least they're losing games with young talent.
And they were actually able to trade Garza before he got injured this year?
Yep. And they got rid of Soriano, even though they're paying over half of his salary.
And then he went on a binge after they traded him.
Now he's on a tear. best players in baseball over the last month.
Oh, that's great.
But at least it's young talent, getting rid of the old guys, getting tons of prospects so that the problem is it's going to be another year like this next year and probably one more year after that until you get to see the real Cubs come out, a team that's going to be potentially winning the division.
Just in time for Rizzo to go somewhere else?
Yep, just in time for Rizzo's contract to be up.
Starlin went down.
330, that's what I see. 330 for him, he's out. I don't know what's wrong with Castro this year, though.
He's, like, been just not interested or...
Yeah, he's just not... He's got moved down in the lineup. I mean, he's a natural, you know, two-hitter, three-hitter, and he can't hit the ball this year. And that might be because he has no protection, but always use protection, kids. okay, baseball's over. What else? Did we miss anything before we get into this football stuff?
No, let's just head on right in.
So the TBS NFL 2013 league has opened up. We've trimmed the league down to 12 owners, 12 teams in this league. We got 8 teams making the playoffs, three divisions. Yep, the brown division, the white division, and the black division. A little bit of mixing and matching and team movement. So in the black division, the ever steady, perennial contender, all around, just great looking team year after year, TPSN Rough Riders. Also in the black division, born your team, Oscalus Galabra, Team Canada, and the TPS NFL Bums. That's the black division. In the white division, Rotting Tomatoes, got a name change this year, Team Beast Mode, just franchise 254.
Speaking of which, I just read Matthew Berry said that Team Beast Mode is the top third chosen name in ESPN.com fantasy leagues. So he loses points for originality there.
Yeah. Concord Lazy Kings. I don't even know if he knows he's in the league. We have to check on that. Very busy eating games. And I'm Not a Racist, which is NBA 1247, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's who that is, okay? And the new division, a little bit of the black and the white, what do you get? Brown. Mexico Brownies, Team Bowser, Team Chuck Norris and Straight Trash Homie. Three divisions, 8 playoff spots up for grabs. It's a wide open season this year.
With some type of prize on the line.
Yes. Anything could happen. What other cliche could we use?
Go big or go home.
Go big or go home. Leave it all on the spreadsheet. Something like that. So, there was a little controversy right off the bat. Right off the bat, because apparently, you can pick up.
Whoa, hold on. What? I got breaking news.
Oh, okay, okay.
All right. From Franchise, his Twitter.
Okay.
Hold on, I can only see half the tweet. Okay. It says, I'm on my way home now. What time is go time?
Should we act like we haven't been talking then for over an hour?
Now he's online.
Now he's online. He can add himself whenever he wants.
Hey, can you play opening music again?
Yes.
So are we ready to start?
Are you guys ready?
Now yeah, I'm ready.
Franchise is here.
Yeah, I'm driving.
Careful.
I've gotta go drop off a sandwich and then I'll be at home.
It's go time.
It's go time.
It's go time. Hold on. Let's ready for intro music?
Yeah.
Let's do this. If you searched Franchise 254 on YouTube, the first thing that comes up is Franchise 254 intro.
Was that his intro?
That's Franchise's intro. It's on YouTube.
From what?
What is that for, Franchise? I'm sure you know.
It's gonna be my YouTube intro when I start doing videos.
That's like what you would come out to in the tunnel, right? If there was a tunnel. Oh, yeah. Or...
And then I do the Ray Lewis, you know, celebration.
Shake that thing.
His intro.
Show me what you're working with.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Franchise. Take us in.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Are we?
Well, let's go straight to football.
Yeah, let's go straight to football.
Yeah, let's not waste any time.
Franchise, are you... Well, you're the actual league champion. Reigning league champion.
Yes, sir. And I'm proud to say I did it for everybody because you guys needed me to be the league champion.
Nobody needed that, especially me. Out of all this, I'm the one who needed it the least.
You all needed me to be the league champion because I have held you up proudly and I've shown everyone what they can do if they actually go out and watch sports.
You're the champion we deserved?
I am the champion. I am the people's champion.
Did you dream this today, Franchise?
Dream? No, I never dream. What is a dream? You have to tell me.
I almost fainted. Literally, that made my headlight. I almost fainted. Okay, let's get into, we already have, Franchise, you are in the, white division. You also have, a team name that is of what, the top 1/3 of all team names on ESPN.com?
Yeah.
For teams, Team Beast Mode. That's like a very common name. So I'm gonna need some kind of verification that this is your Team Beast Mode. So.
It is my Team Beast Mode. It was in honor of Beast Mode Gaming.
Well, the only way to confirm this is you're going to have to drop an All-Pro in Week 1 just so we can make sure that it is you and you have control of this team.
I'll drop an All-Pro each week. How about that?
Yeah, that's good enough for me. That'll confirm it.
Or if this was an auction draft, you'd have to spend like all of your money within the first 3 picks.
Wait a minute, I didn't spend all my money on all my picks. I still had money left.
No, your computer, you missed the draft for baseball. Remember?
No,
yeah, his computer
computer kept drafting and picking everybody.
Oh, it picked nobody.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It was the opposite. At the very end. And I was trying to spend all the money I had, and I still couldn't spend it all.
So the computer franchises got there really late. The computer was not picking anybody. Then franchise swoops in, fills out his roster before the draft is even over, and still has money left over.
A bunch of money left over.
That was great.
And needless to say, that team sucks.
Well, we're not here to talk about baseball.
Yeah, we're here to talk about the TPS NFL. And
isn't this the only real league that counts? I mean, come on. This is where it's at.
This is where
champions are born. This is where champions live. This is where champions are made.
Did you say my name, franchise?
I'm getting a call from franchise. Why are you calling me?
Oh, man.
How is that even possible? It says you're calling me, and I just hung up on you. Stop calling me. Okay. First things first, injured reserve slots. Ron Bro asked a question if we could turn on easy mode for our rosters so that if one of your players gets injured, can we have an IR slot so that you don't make a stupid mistake by dropping a player that potentially plays? Because it's really important in football to understand who's hurt and who's not. And if we turn easy mode on, then a bunch of frauds are going to get into the playoffs because they got to keep a player, which normally they wouldn't have. Right now, the vote is 3 yeses. I want easy mode rosters, and that's 1 vote for McLean, 1 vote for franchise, and 1 vote for...
Wrong. Wait a minute, I thought this was anonymous.
This is anonymous.
I didn't vote for that shit.
3 votes for no. Fantasy roster control is a skill. Keep it man style. And I'm not going to say who did that because we don't reveal men. So we have to decide right here, right now, between the 4 of us, are we going to have an injured reserve slot? Now, McLean, I know easy mode rosters for a long time now. You've asked me about this like every week. Are we going to get easy mode?
I just keep bugging you about it.
Non-stop.
Are we men or are we bitches? That's what I'm asking. Well, are we men or are we bitches?
What are you, McLean?
Well, I voted yes. And the reason I voted yes is because I don't really care. It doesn't really make a difference. If you're on IR, you're out for the year.
So, McLean, tell the truth why you voted yes, McLean. You voted yes because you were sticking up for the bitches. Because you're a pimp.
Tell the truth.
That's what it is. Tell them. You're a pimp.
I really think this has no effect at all. And it's a meaningless thing, so I was just like, sure, whatever.
Okay, so that's 1 yes.
I don't care either way. Just take my vote out.
All right, McLean votes yes. Franchise, I'm pretty sure you don't want injured reserve. Like, I can tell.
I do not want injured reserve.
All right. So that's 1 vote no. Born.
I'm going to say no.
Another vote for no. So it's tied.
It doesn't really matter because you already let people pick up players in the offseason anyway.
Oh, let's not move ahead. Let's do 1 thing first and then move on to another.
Okay.
So we have 2 votes no, 1 vote yes. It's a tie. I'm going to have to do the tiebreaker. It's a tie.
Okay.
Well, who else?
Are you using Born's calculator there?
Yes, I'm using the calculator that
I found.
Wait,
wait, wait. Let's not spoil anything yet.
Well, I found a calculator in the forums, and I'm using that. So it's a tie right now. And so, because I am the commissioner, I'm gonna make the final ruling, and that will be revealed right before the draft on Sunday.
Wait, what if I change my vote to no? Is it still a tie?
It is still a tie.
Oh, man.
Hold tight, please.
So be there at the draft so you can find out if we're going to have an injured reserve slot. No spoilers.
I'm just going to tweet Pantera right now and see if he knows that there's a draft this Sunday.
And ask him how does he feel about an IR slot. Or maybe just ask him if he wants easy mode on. Okay, so now that that's settled, let's go into the forums. Okay, you made a pretty controversial posting in there about which division is the best in the TPS NFL. There was a lot of funny math going on in there, one-sided stats, things that didn't show the entire picture, and a lot of the owners had to go in and expose you for what you were trying to do, kind of let the rest of the story come out. And I don't know what you were trying to accomplish here, but I feel pretty good how the other owners pretty much dismantled your case for the Brown division.
What do you mean? You mean like tomato? This is not the NHL. Why are there three divisions?
Okay, maybe not that. Wait, hold on. Who else posted in there? What was other good posts that were helpful? Should really get a moderator in here.
Are you talking about the best division post?
Yeah, best division in the NFL.
Wait a minute. Let me ask this. Who had the best division last year?
Well,
who was the toughest?
The white division.
Whoa! Right?
No, because I was the only one carrying the black division, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were the only one carrying the...
Whoa! Wait a minute. So that... What do you mean?
So
only
that,
one.
That means that... So that means the black division had a black eye? Wow.
Yeah, I made a post about it, but that's all gone now, right? Last year?
Last year's post? I don't know if I can get into those boards or not. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I made a post about the head-to-head matchup, I remember. I'm pretty sure the white division was beating down the black division.
I think that's right.
You know what the best fact that there is out there?
What's that?
Team Franchise is undefeated against
the Rough Riders. Team Beast Mode, you mean?
Oh yeah, team. Well, it was team franchise before. Remember?
I'm just saying that's the same team, right?
Well,
it's the same team.
Well, hold on, that's confusing because are the Fort Wayne Pistons the same team as the Detroit Pistons? Or wait, no, even better, new Seattle Supersonics, old Oklahoma Thunder, old Seattle Seahawks. Are those the same team? Who is the team in that scenario? Exactly. We're going to need you to
draw. I thought you were going to say, are the Detroit Sparks the same as the Detroit Pistons?
I was going to say, yes. They're about the same. They're both women's teams, right?
Wow. No more basketball.
No more basketball?
No more basketball. NFL, let's go. So McLean has the black division, which is made up of the Rough Riders, Glabra, Bums, and Canada as the worst division. In the TPS NFL. And, funny math, a lot of words, blah, 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 blah. One playoff win.
The white division is better than the black division?
He compared
that sounds a little like, wait a minute, that sounds a little bit like slavery. Are we back in the 1800s?
It sounds a lot like it.
Well, John says it sounds like the Big Ten.
Whoa.
It's basically overrated, where one team will take advantage of the lack of competition and get a high seed only to get blown out in the first round.
Whoa.
But make a lot of money doing it, right?
Straight cash, homie.
Unless they get suspended from a bowl game and then they can just claim they're good because they got to skip that last part.
The white division is, I guess, the second best division in the TPS NFL.
It was
apparently, I guess,
undecided. It was a toss-up. I didn't decide. That's why I made a poll. And the poll says the white division is the worst.
and somehow the brown division ends up being the best all-around division. But weird that the brownies are in the brown division and they're somehow the best of all the divisions.
Well, most wins all time. Doesn't lie. The wins don't lie.
Total wins?
Total wins, postseason wins, whatever.
Well, black division has most total wins.
No, I'm talking about the brownies.
Oh.
Because you were talking about the brownies.
Oh, he's just talking about himself.
Yeah. Well,
Why are you speaking in third person?
Come on, stop.
Well, let's look at the black division first.
Oh, you mean 64 total wins?
Yeah, 64 and 59. Let's look at the team with the most experience and one total playoff win.
You mean two of the four teams with 20 plus wins? Is that the one you're talking about?
20 and 17? Yeah.
If you have 20 wins, that's not 20 plus.
Yeah, I guess it is. Well, no, he said 14s with 20 plus wins, 20 or more, I guess would have been better.
Yeah.
You mean the team or the division?
I'm surprised you didn't go 19 or more wins.
I'm trying to figure it out. This is what I'm trying to figure out. Last year, there was a lot of hate. Why is it when I pick up a rookie quarterback, there's a lot of hate on that quarterback, and that quarterback excels? Are we going to learn from that this year?
Yeah, if you're going to pick up EJ Manuel.
I might do it.
I believe you.
Yeah, I was going to say prove me wrong, but I don't think I have to.
I've done it both years.
And I don't think you picked up a rookie quarterback. I think you picked up a, whoa! Don't go there.
I picked up the first year. First year I played.
Yeah.
Who did I pick up? Can you remember it?
Michael Vick.
No.
Oh.
I've Tony Romo.
Whoa, no.
No, he didn't
Tony
win
Romo?
That year.
That's not a quarterback. I didn't win that year. But I got, what, third place?
Who was your quarterback? I don't remember.
Cam?
Cam.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
And then last year, it was who?
Well, who did you drop that first year?
Yeah, that's who a better question.
I don't remember. Tell me. Refresh my memory.
I don't know either. I'm asking.
Just look at the all-pro list. Had to be one of those guys.
Was it Peyton Manning?
It probably was.
Last year, I got two hell of a good trades. Two steals. You know, he did. He traded me.
One that made Tomato cry. I remember that one.
He traded me for a busted Calvin Johnson.
Wait a minute. Didn't he have like the one of the greatest seasons for a wide receiver of all time? And he was playing injured.
At least it was most yards.
Yeah. He literally broke a record.
And where were you?
Whoa.
In the playoffs.
Whoa.
And he just broke down.
Yeah, you had the three top players.
Don't remind me.
Of three positions.
Don't remind me.
And he still missed the playoffs.
So bad. Oh, so bad.
That's horrible.
So you couldn't do it with, you know, like 2 years ago, or was it the first year you had two first round picks? And last year you had three or four? How many do you need?
I'm just trying to figure out how he did. He comes up with all these stars and he has this just, every year he has this team that's just out of this world. He's like, man, the Rough Riders. And he can't beat Team Beast Mode.
This is my year franchise.
Is this your year?
This.
You're gonna take me out this year?
No, I'm not. You're not even a target. Why would I waste my time on you? Nobody.
So that means like another win, and I'm gonna be 3-0 against you.
Nobody has ever repeated in the TPS NFL. It's never happened in our storied history. So,
I'm not asking for a repeat. I just want to keep beating you into the ground.
that has been repeated.
He's already been to the top, he did. He doesn't need to go back up there.
Wow.
He'll just keep preventing you from getting up there.
I just want to beat the Rough Riders. I mean, that's my whole goal every year. I don't have to win another game just as long as I beat the Rough Riders.
No. It's not going to happen this year, Franchise. I'm telling you. I have been strategizing. I've been doing mock drafts daily. I know exactly who everyone's going to pick.
Okay. I want to see this.
I've got it down.
Have you been right yet? Have you been right yet about any of my picks?
Yes.
No.
All I do is take off all the white guys.
Whoa.
What?
Wait a minute.
But you had Rodgers last year.
No, for Franchise.
Oh, taking him off him?
No, taking him off the draft board, and then what's left is what he's going to pick.
Oh.
What?
Cold, man. Hey, I had Brent Celek. Say that.
Oh, the token. Okay, I got it.
Hell, this year I'm going. Hey, I even had Riley Cooper last year.
Whoa.
Hey, man, I like Riley Cooper. He's my hero.
He says what everyone was thinking, right?
That's right. He's not afraid to say what you're thinking.
Actually,
look at the video. If you look in the video, I was right behind him. Just saying. We were both at that Kenny Chesney concert, and I was getting him riled up. I was like, tell him, Riley, get him. He goes, get over there and I'll beat all those. I was Clark with him. I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Run!
I have to be honest. I'm the one that leaked the video. Sorry, Raleigh. Still, I'm glad you're still an Eagle.
Barely.
Yeah, by a thread.
Okay, more controversy in the TPS NFL boards. C.J. Spiller, ? Rod Bro asking, how is Tomater's keeper somebody on one of the ex-owner's teams? And apparently, I don't know who the commissioner is of this league, but apparently if you remove a team from the league, all of their players become free agents immediately, even though all of the other teams still have their players available as part of their original rosters. So when T-Piss Bros was removed, all of his players are free agents. Tim Bader has nothing better to do. Literally nothing better to do. Contemplating not even being in this league, decides to check it out. What's going on? I see a bunch of free players. Who can I have that's going to be good and I need a keeper, and thus picking up C.J. Spiller? And it, unfortunately, C.J. Spiller.
I can't believe he went for that Steven Jackson trade last year.
C.J. Spiller seemed to go off in a preseason game, which made a lot of people aware of C.J. Spiller for that particular moment in time. And Rob Bro was just trying to understand that. And according to the rules, it was perfectly legal. Nothing wrong with what he did. Except there was probably something wrong with what he did. Right? Technically, he did not it. Wrong.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
I saw a tweet a few days ago that was sent to you and me.
Okay.
About open slots. You remember that tweet?
Yes.
I was asked again, are there any open slots?
And what'd you tell them?
I tell them, get at E Diddy.
Get at me, dog. If there's an open slot, I have multiple people who want in this league because this is the premier fantasy league in all of fantasy sports. There is a waiting list to get into this league. And I already have two candidates of people I want to kick out if they don't participate. So potentially we can replace them next year, but we got to give them an opportunity to fail.
I vote to have these potential people on this list, if they want a chance to get into the league, that they have to maintain the board.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is one of those people Pantera?
I have three.
Or is he
going to
bring over his...
now.
Is he going to bring over his Yahoo team that wins every year? I'm just asking. Doesn't he have that Yahoo team that's so great and he wins every game?
Yeah, it's like a two-person league, him and his other him.
Yeah. It's his alter ego that plays like he does in our league.
Panties tear it down. So this was
pants down.
This is okay. What Tomato did, right, Bourne? Completely legal.
I didn't care for it,
but it was okay
because you made it so. You called him. you told him that he went from "Mama, I don't have time for fantasy football, sucky nipple, drinky drink, I have water polo and college stuffy poo."
That was a direct quote.
That was a direct quote. And then you ended up heralding him as Tomato Jones. So that, I think, just because of the personification that you're placing there, that's what makes it legit.
McLean, you agree, right? What he did was okay.
I like what he did. He outsmarted us. And you guys are just butthurt and hating because you didn't think of it.
But I don't, even if we would have thought of it, I don't think any of us would have actually done it because
we know the rules of fantasy sports.
There's no rules.
We have integrity.
Rosters should
lie. You
do
not have integrity.
Whoa! We stand for something.
No, do I need to pull your trades?
My question is, though, when did he pick him up? Did he pick him up at the end of last season or at the beginning of this one?
At the beginning of this one.
See, because that's where I would have said, if everybody gets into the league, you, for whatever reason, you don't have any ability to pick up or add players. Like, your roster shouldn't have carried over at all.
Well, they can't go into free agents until after the keeper deadline.
What? But why couldn't you just add those players after the fact, like Yahoo does?
Meaning only those players would be locked?
Yeah, like you basically could look into what last year's rosters were for your team and then basically the commissioner know which player of that roster you want to keep.
I think the problem is we all could have actually just dropped our rosters if we wanted to. It's perfectly legal and within the rules. And then anybody could have came in and done the same thing. Would that be okay?
No.
So you're saying
it's like he got to have a draft all by himself.
I kind of like it too, even though it's not in the spirit of fantasy football.
But you're in favor of pissing off all the owners, so that's okay.
So that's okay. And I am a little mad I didn't think about it, because I would have been picking up and dropping people just to put them on waivers.
Well, you picked up Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I know, because I put in a waiver claim, but you were higher, so you got him.
And why would you? Yeah, you
can get Aaron Hernandez now.
No, I can't now. Can I?
Yeah, you can.
Well, if you have an IR, you could.
Ooh, find out in a few more days. If anybody drafts Aaron Hernandez, that's an automatic strike.
Wow, a strike? Like, is it three strikes?
You're out of here.
I'm automatically assuming Pantera's going to do that.
He's like, isn't this the guy that shot those guys?
No, you know how he's going to keep up with football this year?
How's that?
Well, I actually have DirecTV, and I have the NFL Sunday Ticket.
Sunday Ticket. Great choice. Watch all the games.
I'm even going to record the games while I'm at work.
So then the ones that I want to see. You can watch the Lions. I get it.
For who? What is a Lion? The Waco High Lions?
Whoa. The Detroit Lions.
Those bums.
What?
I want to watch them.
They're only worth watching on Thanksgiving, so you can watch Ndamukong Suh step on somebody.
3 years running. It's a tradition.
So you're going to let Pantera steal from you?
No, I'm going to charge him a fee.
Because he can't get an antenna to work. He has to steal from you. You know, antennas are really easy. You just plug them in. That's really all you have to do. I mean,
I'm actually surprised people created YouTube videos for how to create
an antenna, right?
Yeah.
And there's some really complicated ones where you actually have to plug into an outlet and into the back of your TV.
It's tricky.
Let me tell you this. He has an internet connection, correct?
Yeah.
You know how many websites are broadcasting the games?
I know a website.
Whoa.
Turn that
shit.
It's
about hockey.
HockeyReality.net. No.
You're sitting outside and some clown drives by with his music up loud. So I give him the finger.
I heard today, Franchise, that you've been playing Madden 25.
I have. On your favorite console.
Ooh, the Nintendo Wii.
You see?
The Wii U.
The Wii U. Okay, let's wrap real quick. Just a real quick aside about Madden 25. It is too good.
It is better. It's the best Madden so far.
Yes.
The only problem that I have with
No problems with it whatsoever.
On the 360, it has screen tearing.
Oh, nobody really cares about screen tearing. As long as the gameplay is good, it could have no screen for all I care.
It actually froze on me.
That is a problem with your 360, not Madden 25.
But this is the best version.
Best version. Just not on the
best.
It's
supposed to be the best version, but I played it on PlayStation 3.
And it is too good on there.
It was phenomenal.
It was better than Madden 26.
Will there be a Madden 26?
Who knows?
Or will it be Madden 15?
That is a great question.
Or will it be Madden Ultimate?
It'll be Madden Platinum. Actually,
Platinum. I like
that.
You guys
are getting Madden, right?
Was that?
Well, I know you got it, Franchise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But what about you guys? McLean, you're getting it, right?
No.
What?
No, I don't waste my money on that franchise anymore.
What?
Yeah.
It's the best version
I'll stick
of
to ESPN.
It's the only version.
K5.
Yeah.
Oh.
and all pro football 2K10.
Oh gosh, so bad.
Oh, wow, that was horrible.
That was stupid.
That's better than Madden.
No. Oh, they fixed it. Madden is fixed. That's what they should call it. Just Madden fixed.
The Infinity Engine 2 wipes the floor with all the rest. That's all I can say about it.
The Infinity Engine takes it to a new level.
The Infinity Engine.
What do you get to do with the right stick this year?
You can juke now.
Wow.
Yeah, you can actually juke and it actually works.
Yeah. Unlike
you
before.
You can stiff arm people and the stiff arm actually works.
I tripped over a guy that had fallen in front of me and it looked real. That never happened before.
My guy got tackled and landed on top of another guy.
And he wasn't down yet.
Down, and he got back up and ran again.
Infinity Engine 2.
Wow.
Like real football.
Like real football.
I tried to post a video of a one-handed catch that I did with Jeremy Maclin.
I tried to watch a video that you tried to post of a one-handed Maclin catch.
From Michael Vick.
That doesn't sound realistic to me.
The 360 just doesn't have that feature in it. I don't know. I don't know why everybody says the 360 version is so much better than everything else and it's lacking stuff that simple little features that the PlayStation version has.
Like
fun. I don't get it. Like the screen not tearing. Pixelations. Best. But when all that stuff isn't going on, the game is beautiful.
When the game isn't broken, it is perfect. Madden 25, buy it at store.theplaystationshow.com.
Yeah, and add me on Xbox Live, Franchise 254.
With the N, not franchise, right?
Not franchise.
Franchise. Franchise.
Franchise. Actual.
All right, let's finish up here.
Not Texas Goon? Is Texas Goon retired now?
There's no more Goon?
There's no more PlayStation.
What?
Franchise hates PlayStation now.
You didn't hear that? You didn't know about that? The PlayStation's been gone for like a month.
He traded his PlayStation for $50 and bought an Xbox.
No. Jeez. I traded my PlayStation for $500 and I saw a crackhead and got Xbox and two games for $50.
Did Pantera show you how to sell that stuff?
Rip off people?
I can actually get money for my stuff. I'm not Pantera.
Did you first post, hey, I got this for $5, and then a half hour later, I'm selling
it for $200.
Yeah, $200. Brand new ones are $250.
You got a deal here.
Yeah, anybody? Hey, wait a minute. Didn't you just buy that for $5? Yeah, but here's an Amazon link for what brand new that comes with a warranty and I can have an easy way to return it if it's broken.
Good old Pantera. Can he return his colon? Whoa.
Too soon?
Too soon.
I'm just saying.
Okay, so back to fantasy, back to TPS NFL. So our draft is in, on Sunday at 9:00 Eastern Standard Time. Franchise, will you be able to make it?
When is it?
9 Eastern Standard Time on Saturday? Sunday. No, on Sunday.
Sunday.
I should be able to make it.
It'll be close. Okay.
I'd like to see what your computer will do for you when you don't.
Oh God, don't remind me. Can we
make sure you put all of your rookie quarterbacks up at the top of your list?
Can we kick the time back an hour?
It's already set. We're not changing anything. Do you want maybe me to change it though? Because I'm not.
You maybe could download a iPhone app.
Yeah.
That iPhone. Probably... What's an iPhone?
Well, I know there's an iPhone app. You can draft through that.
Yeah, just go buy an iPhone so you can
I have an Android app I can draft through.
No. Sell that. Sell that and buy an iPhone.
Off a crackhead.
Off a crackhead.
Inside this knife house that I'm looking at right here that I'm sitting outside of,
yeah,
there are many eye devices. One I almost stepped on.
What, are they just laying around?
I
put it on the floor and I was trying to step on it, but you know, it was like a cockroach. It kept moving. Man, these damn things won't go away. We don't do iPhones anymore. Last season was iPhone. This season is Samsung. Samsung, like Samson, very strong.
Is that why they did that? All right. Oh.
If you drop it in water, is it not get it hurt?
Warning, I'm putting all owners on notice. The Rough Riders are getting a new logo, a new face of our franchise. Be no prepared. Be prepared to be in awe.
Can you make a new logo for our podcast? T-Piss NFL?
Ooh, that sounds like a lot of work for me.
You're just talking about your team picture?
Yeah. No, my team logo, not my team picture.
Is it up already?
I haven't done that yet.
That's the old stolen one that I'm probably breaking all kinds of.
Let me see it. Oh, okay. Yeah, you stole that.
Yeah, I stole that.
From DMX?
What the heck was, what was that? I was that like a Yorkie? What was that?
That's what DMX sounds like now.
Is that a smaller, what's smaller than a Yorkie?
Did they remove his vocal box?
Chihuahua?
Yeah, was that a Chihuahua? Let's try it again. I think the dog got smaller.
I think the Rough Riders are smaller.
Okay.
I guess that's your team. That's what they sound like.
That's my team? That's what my team sounds like? I guess so. Look, there is a free iPad app and a free iPhone app, but where's the Android?
I have it on my phone. Okay. And I have it on my tablet.
Huh. Team Beast Mode doesn't have a logo.
Ooh, better get on that.
I'll work on it.
But do it having like a Chihuahua eating a football. Team Beast Mode.
I've got one in mind. No worries.
You can look up the other Team Beast Mode. And just use their
logo. You'll have a lot to choose from.
There's plenty of logos already made. Do not put any time into this. anything else you guys want to say about the TPS NFL?
I've been told by JT Roland 5-0 that we're supposed to fear the Chuck this year.
Does anybody know what that means? I have no idea what that means.
I think he's saying that he's going to draft Matt Stafford.
Whoa!
Staff infection. Oh, I can say that to you now.
Wow. So fear the Chuck.
Why didn't anybody pick up Calvin Johnson?
Suckers.
No, you mean as a keeper?
Yeah.
No, because you still have a full team.
Because he didn't drop those players?
No, yeah. He was on my team.
Right, I know, but I figured I didn't think it about that you didn't technically drop anybody because
we
had full rosters.
Yeah. Can't get away with one there.
And somebody actually put a keeper on Matt Stafford.
Was that Canada?
That was Canada.
What was he thinking?
Canada stays drunk most of the time, so I think he wasn't thinking.
Well, that is a great keeper though, because Matt Stafford is going to lead the league in passing yards this year.
Only if he can stay healthy.
He's going to have probably 30 touchdowns, so.
But you could have got him like in the fifth round.
You still could have got him for cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, why waste your picks? I mean, literally, don't you give up picks when you do keepers?
You give up your first round pick. So you better believe that they're a first rounder. Because if you can get them later than the first round, they're not worth keeping.
Ah, so. I got my first round pick. Oh, if I pick at the end of the first round.
No, it hasn't been decided yet.
Or has it? And we just don't know.
Well, hold on. That's a good question. I was thinking a new twist.
Oh, God.
A new twist on the draft order. Expansion teams automatically pick 1 and 2. Random pick. We don't have any expansion teams this year, so that doesn't apply. Next would be based on your standings from last year. So the champion would pick last, even though they don't have their roster.
Even though he doesn't even have a keeper.
And he doesn't have a keeper.
So he's just being penalized for nothing?
For winning. Yeah.
You're saying we don't want him to win again. So let's collude.
Let's guarantee it.
Collusion is EDG specialty, so that's fine.
I have full control over, well no, it's random.
Oh, we know you have full control when you get first round picks as many times as you have.
Wow. Wow. Unbelievable.
It's the truth.
Okay. Yeah, let's just keep it random.
Okay, random it is. We've decided. The commissioner has spoken.
I mean, random in...
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd hate to actually see what it actually was if there was purpose behind it.
Maybe next year.
I don't think I would... I don't think I'd get a pick the first five rounds. And I'd still beat the Rough Riders.
Okay. All right. Last call for TBS NFL news. Anything? Anybody? Going once? Going twice? Michigan college football starting this Saturday. And it's, oh my gosh.
There's nobody on your team.
Oh my gosh. Devin Gardner. You mean Big Ten Player of the Year?
That guy who just got slammed by the freak?
That was not Devin Gardner.
It wasn't?
Are they playing anybody this year?
What do you mean? They're Michigan? Playing everybody.
Do they have another easy schedule?
They
or?
Get to expose Ohio State just like every year. They're going to expose them because everyone knows you can't win 12 games, go undefeated, and it not mean anything. That's like the definition of fraud. Fraudulent. Sorry.
He's throwing stuff.
Fraud alert, okay, on Ohio State. And Michigan's going to expose them at the end of the year. Another fraud, Notre Dame, going to get exposed at the beginning of the year. And everyone in between. I have Michigan going undefeated this year. I don't know.
Is this the last year they play Notre Dame?
Yes, I think this is the last year that they play Notre Dame. So now somebody else is going to have to do the exposing.
I didn't realize it, but Ohio State's ranked number two.
Yep. Not deserved, I might add. I wonder how many killers are on that roster. Allegedly.
I don't know.
Where's Michigan?
We won't find out until after they win a bowl.
Is Michigan in the top 25?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're 17.
Oh, yeah.
You guys really? Start by playing Central Michigan.
Big wow. Oh, man. Central Michigan, do not sleep on Central Michigan. The Chippewas.
Ohio State plays Buffalo.
Really?
Can I sleep on Buffalo?
Yo, they'd probably have a better game if they played an actual Buffalo. would be a better game.
We play Buffalo, then San Diego State, then Cal.
Okay, so you don't have a game for the first 3 weeks of the season.
Well, and then Florida A&M after them.
Oh, my gosh. Really? Let's take a look at this. Let's look a little deeper into this. Buffalo, yep. Okay, San Diego, what? Who? Cal, Florida A&M. Okay, so finally you get some competition, Wisconsin, Northwestern, Iowa. But, man, wow.
It's pretty much a walk into the championship.
It is a walk. A free pass to be exposed.
Right at the end there when we punish Michigan.
At Michigan. Oh, man. Gonna wreck your season. Can't wait.
Oh, by the way, for NFL, I'm going to the Browns-Packers game.
Is that opening weekend?
No, that's like at the end of October.
Oh, end of October? All right.
Yeah.
So we'll get live fantasy updates right from the field?
Yeah.
I'll have A-Rod, so... I'm trying to go to how he's looking in warm-ups.
This year is going to be an Eagles-Cowboys game. Got to go to Texas Stadium and see it. Or not Texas Stadium. What is it? Cowboys Stadium?
No, I think it's AT&T now.
They sold?
Yeah, they sold the name rights.
Oh, yeah. That's right. They did. Well, a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Forgot about that. It was big news all around.
That's big news.
It was huge.
That's huge news. Don't you guys got anything else to do?
That and the new practice facility they're building. That's like the most expensive ever.
That's big news.
That was even bigger.
Practice facilities?
It's in Frisco.
Oh, I figured out how to widen the tabs in Windows or Internet Explorer. That's really helpful.
That's why you got a virus. You're using Internet Explorer.
You just got to drag them and then they get wider. Genius. So customizable. All right, so Michigan is going undefeated. They're going to expose Ohio State at the end of the year. Big Ten Player of the Year, Devin Gardner. A bunch of wide receivers that nobody's ever heard of. Decent defense. And
He just woke up.
And still the best stadium in all of college football. Johnny Manziel is going to get suspended for a half.
That's ridiculous.
What's up? I mean, that's seriously.
That's big news. That was as big as the practice facility.
The ex-players get suspended 4 games, get suspended, but can still play in the bowl game, whatever. But then Johnny Manziel get suspended for a half of football?
Against Rice.
Yeah, against nobody? I don't understand how this works. And it's not like these other people that got suspended for 4 or 5 games got a bunch of money, not even close to what was speculated for Manziel, and they get suspended. I don't know what's going on here. Can we just, when is the NCAA going to get burned to the ground? Somebody please.
What are they doing for the tournament this year? They switch from the bowls, right?
It's the plus one now. So it's the top four. And then,
does that start this year?
Is it this year or next year?
Maybe it's next year.
It might be next year.
Next year.
Yeah, it's the plus one. So those two teams will meet and then winners would play for the national championship.
Okay.
Which to me, that's the best way. I'm fine. That's enough for me. Except get the NCAA and the BCS out of it.
Yeah.
The colleges can do this stuff on their own.
Go to like NFL format.
8 teams?
Yeah.
Or 16 teams? How many teams make it in the NFL? 16?
12,
yeah.
12?
12. Oh, okay. That's too many. I think 4 is enough. You know, at the end of the year, there's only 3 or 4 teams that are legit contenders.
All ranked in the, like, outside of the top 4.
Right. That's the only problem.
Hey, Diddy, was it you that broke the news that Brittany Griner was going to be a starting quarterback for the Baylor Bears this year?
I did break that. That's my news. Retweet, please.
Is that true? Are you making that up? It sounds real.
He can do it.
Just wait.
I don't have ESPN anymore, so.
Oh, you're not an insider?
No, I'm still an insider. But I need to cancel that, by the way.
Before they start charging you.
No, because they ruined the website.
What do you mean?
They got rid of all the good writers, so that's all bad. And they took out the comments section.
Oh, I wonder why.
It's now Facebook comments.
Oh, crap. Now I forgot to set my DVR on my phone. Hold on. Oh, go ahead and talk amongst yourselves.
Facebook comments hold you accountable, so you can't say terrible things.
No, now they're saying terrible things.
But you know who they are so that you can go do something about it.
No, by terrible things, I mean like talking about
how much
the game or something.
Oh, man, having real conversations.
With themselves, because nobody responds.
Ooh, that is terrible.
You know, you used to see like 5,000 comments, now it's like 20.
And those comments were good. Like
they were fantastic.
Forget the article, just read the comments.
I stopped reading articles. I just read the headline and then straight to comments. Does it say Tim Tebow? Okay, straight to comments.
They said if he doesn't make it in the league this year, he's just not an NFL quarterback. If the Patriots can't do anything with him, he might as well go to the Canadian League.
He has more playoff wins than Peyton Manning in Denver, just so you know. Just so you know.
The Blue Bombers could use him. Let's not talk about the CFL ever again.
Why?
I don't want to talk about the Blue Bombers.
It's their year, though.
My God.
They're so bad.
Can we talk about...
I think they were last year, I think they just went all in on Denard Robinson. And then...
And it didn't pan out?
They were shocked. I mean, the world was shocked that he ended up in the NFL.
You mean offensive weapon, Denard Robinson.
Yeah, he's not going to even get to play.
No, have you seen him? That's his position. O-W.
His position is bench.
His O-W, like...
I think his number is
on W-B. Waivers?
I think his jersey number is WB. Water boy.
Weapon. Oh, man. Just wait.
I'm just now looking at a video of LeBron walking through this, like, curtain, revealing that he just spent money on St. Mary's new... jerseys for this year, like full football uniform.
He's a full-on rapist.
What?
What?
Jesus.
Is this the rape video?
Not safe for work.
Oh, man. Come on. Full-on rapist?
No, I got it.
Okay.
boy.
Oh gosh. All right. So
I guess we can kill this one, huh?
All right. So that's it. We'll be back next week after the draft. We have to do this Tuesdays. These guys said they're not going to come if I don't do it on Tuesdays. And I said, well, I got to sacrifice franchise for two for one. I mean, one is better, but
I mean, the only way I could do it is if I get on late.
Yeah. Hey, you do whatever you got to do. We will be here Tuesdays at 9 p.m.
That works. I get off work at 8
Central.
8 Central. I get off work at that time, so I'll be here.
Is your work closer than it was before? You seem to have gotten home a lot faster.
No, I was already here when I got on the call.
All right.
Gotcha. I was already in town. So if we do it around this time that we started.
Yeah, this time worked well.
Yeah, it was perfect, actually. So, yeah, next week there'll be another show. Actually, I won't be able to post this right away because, like I said, since I had to redo my computer, none of the stuff is set up for the uploading and all that. So it'll
happen. Don't lose this.
No, I have it. I'll make sure I have it.
You did it. Can you shoot me a copy of it?
I
you put it in Dropbox.
I don't shoot. I can send. I can upload. I can email. I'm not going to shoot anything. It never works. Trust me. So we'll be back for the rest of the season, all through the NFL season, all through our TPS NFL playoffs. Also, remember, winner is going to take 50 space bucks. However you like space bucks, you will be getting space bucks to take with you. So the champion of this league will get that. And I guess that's it. I'll take us out with a little bit of Michigan, because I know you guys want to hear it.
The leaves turn. The temperature drops. It's football season in Michigan. And it all happens here, at the Big House. A stadium designed to hold more than just students, but every other jackass left in this great state. There are the Walmart Wolverines. Named not only for where their gear was bought, but because you know damn well these guys didn't even graduate high school. But they are fans bursting with pride, willing to look like idiots for their team. Because they know deep down, they are true U of M people, which is like saying deep down they are Japanese or Jewish. And they come in all ages and all races, by foot or by little rascal. They come to feel a brotherhood, both the Walmart Wolverine and the arrogant asshole who once went to U of M back in the 80s. They come, they cheer, and they act like idiots. And when these are the men who populate this great campus, well, you realize why all the women here are lesbians. U of M football. Lesbians. Pure Michigan.